Kirsten, I want to take a couple of minutes here today with the late planted soybean crop. Is that reason to be concerned for anything here this growing season?
Well, that's the situation a lot of producers are in with late planted soybeans. And I've gotten a lot of questions about whether or not those soybeans might be at higher risk for soybean rust if soybean rust gets up into the Midwest, you know, at its typical time in the growing season.
So do we need to be concerned about rust?
Well, we're pretty lucky right now in the Midwest because although we've gotten a lot of moisture here, the South has been very dry and they're in a very severe drought. And so soybean rust really needs a lot of moisture to get going and develop, and it just hasn't been able to do that. So there are very low levels of the disease down in the southern states, and so that should help us out with our crop here in the Midwest. Most of the land-grant universities do have some sort of soybean rust monitoring program in place, and we will continue to be in touch with our colleagues in the South who are monitoring for it. And if the disease does start to pick up and start to move, we'll implement our monitoring programs and be out there looking for it. If we were to detect it at a time that it would require management, we can get our advisories out through many different channels.
All right. Any other diseases that we should be thinking about?
Well, on soybeans, we are starting to see a little bit more Phytophthora root rot pop up. You know, we've had a lot of very warm, saturated soils here in Indiana, and those are good conditions for that soil-borne disease.
So when we go out and are scouting, is there a special way that we need to be scouting this year compared to past years?
Well, we always recommend, you know, scouting the whole field. You know, that those recommendations haven't changed. But if you're seeing areas of poor emergence, some areas that maybe have gotten drowned out or have wet feet, we would recommend taking some samples out of those, maybe sending them in to a diagnostic lab to determine if you have a seedling blight, and if it is a seedling blight, maybe determining which type of Phytophthora you have so we can choose the right type of genetic resistance to go back into that field in the future.
Kirsten, let me ask, because of the type of planting and growing season that we've had thus far, if there's one thing that the soybean crop needs...
One thing that the soybean crop needs is some sunshine, some dry weather. I think that would really benefit our crop right now.
Kirsten, anything else that you'd like to share with the growers?
Just keep your eyes open and let us know if you're seeing anything that requires attention.